Hopefully, if I get this to work. Okay.
Honorable Chair and distinguished participants, good afternoon. The title of my presentation is Creating Space for Men at FEM Female Focused Service Delivery System in Rural Areas in Bangladesh. And I have no relationships to disclose. Prior to beginning my presentation, I would like to thank Canadian CEDA for funding us for the project through UNFPA. And our partners are in country, Bangladesh government, National Family Planning, and Ministry of Family Planning, and RTM International, and Population Council. It's a short brief of Bangladesh. Bangladesh is one of the most densely populated countries in the world. Current annual growth rate is 1.5%, and the total population size is 149 million. Approximately one-fourth of the total population reside in the urban area, and literacy rate is still less than 50%. Despite the lack of improvements in socioeconomic conditions, the family planning program managed to motivate more than 56% couples as contraceptive acceptors. The decline of the total fertility rate from 6.5 to 2.7 and the increase in contraceptive prevalence rate from 7 to 56% during the past 30 years surprised many researchers both inside and outside Bangladesh. Oral pill is the most popular contraceptive method, and approximately half of the contraceptive users rely on oral pill. However, half of the acceptors stop using their chosen methods within a year. The maternal mortality still remains high. Bangladesh is high risk but low prevalence country in terms of HIV/AIDS. HIV prevalence is less than 1% among the high risk groups except intravenous drug users, which is 7%. For the administrative purpose, Bangladesh is divided into six regions. Though it's a very small country of 56,000 square miles, but it has a significant variation in total fertility rate and contraceptive prevalence rate. As you see, Rajshahi, Borishal, Dhaka is almost near to replacement level fertility, and Khulna has already achieved it. Whereas Sylhet and Chittagong is far away from desired level size fertility. It also reflecting on the contraceptive prevalence rate, CPR is lowest in Sylhet and Chittagong than any other regions of this country. Studies reveal that men suffer from various reproductive health problems. Nevertheless, they do not avail the services provided by the government service delivery system. Men mostly sought services from unqualified service providers or took self-medications. Even they postponed treatment from acute episode illness. More than 80% of married men and women did not know any sexually transmitted infections other than HIV/AIDS. In Bangladesh, grassroots level service delivery points are female focused. RTI/STI is quite common among rural women in Bangladesh, and the high incidence of sexually transmitted infections among women is an indirect indicator of the high prevalence of these diseases among men. Service providers' lack of knowledge of RTI/STI and their management increase the sufferings of men and women. Male methods such as condom and vasectomy is not popular, and there is misconceptions about vasectomy in Bangladesh. Lack of targeted BCC materials is also a major obstacle in addressing these issues. Reproductive health services for adolescent and youth is also not provided in these government service delivery centers, whereas one-fourth of the total population is adolescents. The primary objective of this project was to provide quality health services for men and youth from health and family welfare centers to improve the reproductive health well-being of couples and youth. And the specific objectives were build the capacity of service providers to provide male and youth-friendly services, strengthening service delivery points, modifying existing BCC materials and initiated BCC activities through peer promoters and government field workers to increase awareness of family planning and reproductive health and improve health-seeking behavior of men and youth. Build capacity to community support groups to plan and monitor the implementation activities and peer promoters to carry out BCC activities and raise awareness among men and youth on reproductive health and family planning issues. A pre-test, post-test, non-matched sample group design was used. Four health and family welfare centers were selected as intervention clinics. Each clinic was chosen purposively after considering criteria such as established infrastructure, proximity to urban areas, adequate staff, and paved road communication with sub-district headquarters. The study was conducted in three phases: situation analysis, intervention, and impact assessment. The situation analysis took 6 months, intervention 12 months, and impact assessment took another 3 months. To evaluate the intervention impact, pre-test post-test design has been utilized. Information was collected from married and unmarried males and females. In total, 2,924 persons were interviewed. Here is a mistake on that. I cannot change my slide. So there is a 2837 is mentioned, but it would be 2,924 persons. And N-line survey is going on. Service providers and field workers also interviewed for need assessment. In addition, exit client interview was conducted before and after service providers received training. Situation of the health facilities also analyzed. Four types of intervention were undertaken: capacity building of field workers, community support group members, and peer promoters. Providing theoretical, practical, and refresher training to service providers. Strengthening infrastructure and logistics system to provide services to men and youth. BCC interventions to increase awareness among young and adult males regarding reproductive health issues. In the intervention areas, three folded approaches were undertaken. First, community support groups were formed with different types of people from the community, such as government, elected bodies, female members, school teachers, religious leaders, and unmarried youths. There were 18 CSG groups in each intervention areas. Secondly, peer promoters were selected from the locality with the help of community support groups. Four types of people were selected as peer promoters, and they are both married, unmarried, male and females. And they received 4-day-long training. Peer promoters worked voluntarily in the community. 144 peer promoters were selected each area to conduct one-to-one and group sessions. Thirdly, local drama group were hired to develop and perform drama show in the locality on family planning and reproductive health issues. Knowledge about night emission, and these are the baseline findings I am sharing here. So this is knowledge about night emission and masturbation among male. Baseline survey findings suggest that more than 85% married male consider night emission as a disease. Almost all from both areas consider masturbation is harmful to health. In both areas, more unmarried male considers masturbation safer than doing sex with commercial sex workers than married males. Questions were asked to the respondents whether they had experienced any reproductive tract infection or sexually transmitted infection symptoms. Findings show that unmarried males experience any of these symptoms more than married males. Respondents were asked about the reasons of using condoms. Less than one-third of males, both married and unmarried, know that condom can prevent sexual diseases. However, pregnancy prevention is almost universal in each area. Regarding maternal health, perception and attitude towards it is significantly low in both areas. However, more people in Raipur area, both married and unmarried, than Nobigonj area mentioned that a trained person need to be present during delivery. During the intervention period, quality of services at the health centers were observed. Service providers' presence in Nobigonj area was higher than Raipur area. Availability of BCC materials found satisfactory in both areas. Systematic screening followed in Raipur more than the other area. Service providers in Raipur area also maintain privacy more during examination than Nobigonj. This is a pictorial view of the youth corner developed in the health facility where unmarried males are spending time by reading BCC materials. This graph shows that average number of male clients aged 15 and above received services from health and family welfare centers has increased than prior to intervention. And finally, lessons learned. It is found that trained service providers can provide youth-friendly services. Service providers can be effectively trained on sexually transmitted infections, reproductive tract infections, and their management, and in turn, they will be able to deliver appropriate care to male and youth clients. Both clinical and theoretical training are essential to enable the service providers to diagnose and treat RTI-STI clients effectively and efficiently. Community support group could play an important role to improve the quality of services from the health and family welfare centers through proper monitoring. Peer promoters can be a good example of how to tap existing social resources to increase awareness on reproductive health care practice among community members. However, to continue the health promotion activities through peer promoters, support and facilitation of their activities are needed as they work on a voluntary basis. Finally, men and youth-friendly reproductive health services could easily integrate it into the health and family welfare centers without affecting the female and child focus of the clinics. Most of the female clients are not bothered by the presence of males in the centers. And thank you for all for patience listening my presentation.
Thank you. I wonder if anybody had any questions about this presentation?
No.
I have a question.
Okay.
Was the capacity building and the training of the service providers, was this a program that you developed there in Bangladesh?
Yes.
It was not, rather than something that you brought from another country, it was something you really based on what was happening in Bangladesh.
Yes, prior to this project intervention, we do a need assessment.
Okay.
So we find to what are the need really trainers needed to provide this intervention, specific interventions to the male. So after the need assessment, we prepared the training curriculum and we provided the training to the service providers.
Okay, that's very interesting. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. I would like to ask our next speaker, who is Daria Rostovtseva from San Francisco, who's going to talk to us
about bringing men back does provide a specialty matter. Let's see if we can get the next presentation.